This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. So if you were in the Klang Valley, Selangor or KL over the weekend, there was a fair bit of excitement. Voluntary registrations for the AstraZeneca vaccine opened up on Sunday, and all 268,800 doses were snapped up within 4 hours. But if you were trying or if you were hearing from people, the process had its fair share of technical issues. So we'll be talking about the experience as a whole, the process of this voluntary system, as well as how that affects the larger vaccine program here in our country. And on that note, we want to know your experiences. Did you sign up for the AstraZeneca vaccine? And what was your experience like signing up? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Just to recap what led to all of this. So the registration for the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is being offered on a voluntary basis, opened at 12 p.m. yesterday on Sunday. And a lot of users reported facing technical issues. So schedules were not appearing, which required users to keep refreshing their page. They were unable to reach the confirmation page after completing the details. Nevertheless, after that initial after those initial challenges, during which JKJAV, as well as Mosti Minister Kairi Jamaluddin, was on Twitter kind of reassuring people that they were trying to take care of these technical issues on their end, in about 3.5 hours, all of the slots were fully booked. And as of now, applicants have already started receiving notifications to confirm their appointments via MySejahtera. And as a quick recap of what led to this in the first place, on 28th of April, the government announced that they were having a separate opt-in voluntary stream for the AstraZeneca vaccine under the National COVID-19 program. It is still part of the National Immunization Program, but it is going to be offered as part of a voluntary program where people basically signed up over the weekend, and there's a possibility that there's going to be more being announced as we get more stock of the vaccine.
Hello. I'm sorry to hop in unannounced, but while we're talking about technical difficulties, it seems appropriate that I've been having technical difficulties of my own in joining the show.
You took some time to reload as well, but you're here. That's what's important.
I am here. Yes, and as we learned over the weekend, when trying to get your AstraZeneca vaccination slot, sometimes refreshing can do more harm than good, which is where I found myself. But hello, everybody. I'm Lee Chui Lin. Thank you so much for your patience. As you were saying, Sharmila, I think that it was an interesting experience, right, for many of us over the weekend in seeing the in kind of living through in real life what we all suspected might happen. You know, I think ever since the announcement first came out that it was going to roll out in this particular way, that there was going to be a voluntary opt-in, that it was going to happen online, that it was all going to be happening on Sunday at noon, I think that there was always this concern that there would be technical difficulties, but also some reasonable assurance that the vaccines would be snapped up, because from the time that it was announced, so many people were saying, and I remember even on the show, right, people were saying that, yeah, absolutely, I'm ready.
Yeah, and I think what this has actually... This is what this has unveiled is that there are people who are willing to sign up for this vaccine despite the challenges and despite the challenges in, I think, convincing people that the reported risks are not really as serious as they are. And I think that is why now the future in terms of this continuing this sort of voluntary program looks fairly positive. And Kairi Jamaluddin, of course, has said that we have 1 million more AstraZeneca doses that are going to arrive. And one thing I'm very glad about is that they are talking about making it more accessible to people beyond those who can do it digitally.
Yes, and essentially, it is, as you mentioned, going to continue being an opt-in, but it is going to roll out around the country, except for Sarawak, who have said that they are not interested in AstraZeneca as of now. But I do think that also we are going to see it refined further as and when we continue to roll it out. I'm curious to know what this means for the vaccination weight for the rest of the country, right? We are pretty much the most densely populated state. So knowing now that 268,000 people have essentially been, hopped up on that list, what this might mean for the vaccine rollout within the state will also be interesting to explore. So we're going to come back and do that shortly. But again, let us know, what was your experience like? Did you sign up for the AstraZeneca vaccine? Did you experience difficulties? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:19. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're talking about the AstraZeneca rollout, which the voluntary AstraZeneca rollout, which happened over the weekend on Sunday specifically. And more generally, how that impacts the rest of our vaccine rollout. And to that end, we want to know, were you one of those that signed up for AstraZeneca? What was your experience like? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Dr. Lim Chi Han, a senior researcher at the Third World Network and co-founder of Agora Society. Chi Han, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Let's start with the program itself. How do you think the voluntary AstraZeneca rollout will impact our national rollout overall?
Well, yesterday's registration for the AstraZeneca vaccine, I would say, is a public display of confidence for the government's vaccine portfolio and the immunization program. I saw, according to a news report, all 268,000 of vaccines were all snapped up in less than 4 hours. So obviously, the opt-in option provided by the government is a resounding victory for addressing the concerns by many initial doubters about the safety of this particular vaccine.
And what about this question of inequity that was brought up because of this voluntary exercise? Those without tech devices, those without the internet, they weren't able to access this. How would you evaluate this method of vaccine adoption?
I would say that yesterday the exercise was just a pilot test. Sure, it is inequitable, because why can the vaccines only be distributed in the Klang Valley, and why must it be only online registration? But we know that the Mosti Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin, also told the press that another million doses of the same vaccines are coming this month, and it will be open to the whole country except Sarawak, which choose to opt out. So I hope with more doses open for opt-in, there will be other avenues for less advantageous people to access the vaccine.
Do you potentially see the vaccine rollout perhaps adapting to this new information that we received over the weekend? I mean, in terms of the take-up rate and so on.
Certainly, if many senior citizens and chronic patients currently in this phase two of the immunization program are still hesitant and reluctant to come forward, perhaps the government can have another track for the registered participants in the phase three to be listed in the waiting shortlist. So to maximize the utilization of the workforce and resources in the 382 vaccine administration centers throughout the country. And I think now it makes sense to have the participants in the phase three to get their shots earlier, since they are the most active and productive population which go to work, run errands, and more likely to socialize with more people.
Now, turning to the vaccination process itself, what can people expect when they're at the center, and what can they do to prepare?
Well, I guess you may intend to do a pre-vaccination assessment with your own doctor or specialist before going for the appointment. If you have a history of weakened immune system, severe allergic reactions, or we call it anaphylaxis, or bleeding disorders, I think this applies to any other vaccines you're going to receive. At the center, a doctor will assess your health and determine if you are fit to receive the vaccine. If you are given a green light and have been administered the vaccine, please stay on for 30 minutes for observation, and you will get your vaccination card or digital certification before you leave. And please continue monitoring for any adverse events following immunization and report immediately to the health authority if you found any severe one. I think for the AstraZeneca vaccine, you should expect your second dose in 12 weeks. It's actually much longer than the other vaccines currently in use.
So on that point about side effects, what are some things to potentially watch out for after getting the jab?
You should look out if you have any severe and persistent headache that cannot be relieved by simple painkillers. And probably you feel worse when lying down with probably other signs such as nausea and vomiting. Do not take it lightly when you experience blur vision, drowsiness, difficulty with speech or seizures. Shortness of breath or chest pain are definitely a big warning sign. You must report immediately to the health authority. And do also check out if you discover any tiny blood spots under the skin or you have any symptoms such as persistent abdominal pain or leg swelling.
What about some of the more common side effects? What should people do if they experience them? Should they be taking medicine, for instance?
First of all, you please make sure you're taking the day off for the immunization day and do not do any strenuous exercise. You may need another day if you do not feel well the next day. If you experience fatigue, normal headache, dizziness, or fever, it's okay. Please make sure you have enough rest to recover, eat and drink healthily. It's okay to use a paracetamol or painkiller to deal with the symptom as well. But if things go worse and could not be relieved by your ordinary medicine, and please notify the health officers.
So, after the first dose, what are risk levels or efficacy levels like? I mean, how protected would you be from COVID-19?
A Lancet study shows that the AstraZeneca vaccine can protect a person from symptomatic disease with an efficacy rate of 76% 21 days after the first dose, and the protective effect can last at least 90 days. Another big group study also shows that the vaccine can have an effect of 94% of prevention of COVID-19 related hospitalization 1 month after the first dose. But to have the best effect, one is recommended to have the second dose 12 weeks after to improve the efficacy rate to 81%. But it's also true that a vaccinated person can be infected and most likely would be asymptomatic. However, vaccinated person, even if just after the first dose, are at least 38% less likely to pass on the virus to the unvaccinated persons. And instances of COVID-19 deaths and hospitalization are rare. Actually, this also same goes to other major vaccines in the country.
And this is something that as the vaccine rollout is starting, many people have questions about. Is there a change in the kind of SOPs that we should follow after getting vaccinated?
I hope the government is not rushing to allow the idea of immunity passport, for example, to allow interstate travels or large group meetings. You know, WHO is firmly against the idea, and I find very much in agreement with them. People must realize that although vaccination could prevent severe disease and hospitalization, there are chances for people to get infected and maybe spreading the virus to other unvaccinated persons as well. So I hope the government does not relax the SOP just because of the vaccination, at least not until the herd immunity of at least 80% of population gets vaccinated is achieved.
Chihan, there is a question on WhatsApp that came through from Lam, who says, I tried to book a slot, but everything was taken up. I'm on the waiting list. I want to know if senior citizens over 60 are given first priority. If they are indeed those who are under 60 and have been given appointments, it is wrong and needs to be corrected. I'm going to be 64. My 94-year-old mother still hasn't gotten her appointment and she's registered as a dependent. What are your thoughts?
For the AstraZeneca vaccine, is for the opt-in version and is now served as a first-come, first-served basis. So for that, you have to be quick and be faster than others. But rest assured that other vaccines in the immunization national immunization program is still running, and your mother and the registered person can still wait for their turn for their vaccine when the stock is available.
Chihan, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Lim Chee Han, senior researcher at the Third World Network and co-founder of Agora Society, speaking to us about the AstraZeneca voluntary vaccination that opened up on Sunday, but also largely how that would impact the rest of the vaccine rollouts. And on that note, we want to hear from you whether you were one of those that signed up over the weekend and what was the experience like. We're getting plenty of responses already. So you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.